It's the beginning of a new era. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. At least that's how President Biden sees the effort to build a clean energy future.
We're seeing incredible enthusiasm and support for the effort, not just from you all, but around the country. I mean, there's a real, people are, I guess when things got really bad and made people realize, my Lord, this is real. This is real, this climate change.
At a roundtable event with electric utility CEOs highlighting the vehicle charging stations planned in upcoming infrastructure projects. But the White House is facing questions on whether an energy grid with more solar and wind sources can handle more electric demand. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says they're working to address the issue from many fronts. COVID mandates are ending in more states, prompting more questions at the weekly COVID briefing.
While the White House COVID response team spent their time highlighting data on booster effectiveness against COVID, when it came time for questions, the focus was on masks as states begin to lift mask mandates. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said they're preparing guidance, but
our hospitalizations are still high. Our death rates are still high. So as we work towards that and as we are encouraged by the current trends, we are not there yet.
New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, and Oregon are lifting mask mandates in coming weeks, including in schools. California's lifting an indoor mask mandate next week for those who are vaccinated, and New York's governor has lifted an indoor mask mandate as well, though California and New York's shift does not apply to schools.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Illinois' governor also keeping masks in schools, but not most other indoor places, while the Massachusetts governor will let schools ditch masks later this month. A Maryland man draped in a Confederate flag when he stormed the U.S. Capitol pleads guilty to joining the attack last January. Matthew Ryan Miller admitting he sprayed a fire extinguisher at law enforcement officers, pleading guilty to felony charges of obstruction and assaulting, resisting, or impeding police officers. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More American troops are making moves in Europe as tensions continue with Russia over Ukraine.
3,000 U.S. troops ordered by President Biden to Poland and Romania will be needed to evacuate Americans from here in Ukraine should the Russians invade. Here's the commander of the 2nd Cavalry Regiment, Colonel Joe Ewers.
The focus of this particular mission, of course, is to reinforce the NATO alliance.
U.S. officials expect up to 5 million refugees if Russia invades. There are an estimated 30,000 Americans in Ukraine. Only 7,000 have registered with the embassy. More Russian warships have recently arrived in the Black Sea. It could be another invasion force or a decoy. Russia announced it will begin missile exercises at sea in the coming days, potentially blocking ports in Ukraine as a result.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Kyiv. Former President Trump says Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell does not speak for the Republican Party. This a day after McConnell criticized the Republican National Committee for censuring two House Republicans who are on the committee probing the Capitol riot. McConnell argues it's not the party's job to police the views of lawmakers. Later this month, a fan favorite returns to McDonald's, the Shamrock Shake.
It'll be joined by the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry, which first debuted in February of 2020 in honor of the shake's 50th anniversary. The Shamrock Shake was created in 1967 by Hal Rosen, a Connecticut McDonald's owner and operator who made the seasonal dessert for St. Patrick's Day. It made its debut in select locations across the country in 1970. Over the years, the burger chain has brought back the original creation as well as variations. The light green shake is made of vanilla soft serve ice cream along with Shamrock Shake syrup and finish with a whipped topping.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street rallies. The Dow up 305 at the close. The S&P up more than 1%. The NASDAQ more than 2%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.